You're listening to
the Almost Anything Network.
Power of love is a curious thing. Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love.
See, I'm already there.
Tougher the diamonds, rich like cream. Stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good, make a wrong one
right.
Power of love keeps you home at night. Now don't need money,
yeah.
Don't take fame.
What?
Don't need no credit card to ride this train.
What's a train?
It's strong and it's sudden, and it's cruel sometimes,
right?
And when I just save your life.
Oh shit.
That's the power of love.
Right, exactly.
That's the power of love. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can feel it. Alright. Okay, guys, this is Say
I'm
Anything
done.
With
I can't read anymore.
With Mike, obviously, on the vocals.
Mike Big Sexy Smith at the vocals!
Yeah, and myself, obviously, D, or Daryl. And then, obviously, the lovely and talented and bewildered Ananda. She's wondering why she has sex with one and why she's friends with another.
Where am I?
I hope I know which way that works.
Yeah, she's not wondering why she doesn't have sex with me.
Nope.
All right.
But, why are we listening to this song? Because it's part of Back to the Future. Because
we're going back.
Yes.
To the future?
We are almost in that time where it's the literal Back to the Future date.
Yeah, October 21st?
Yes, next Wednesday.
Ooh.
If from when we record this.
So what is today? It's Thursday.
Yeah.
So what, five days from now? So
six
hopefully
days
you guys,
from now, yeah.
You guys could be listening to this like before it happens.
Yeah, pretty much. And there is definitely a lot of pandemonium
going on
the internet as well as everywhere. Yeah, everywhere is going like,
this is going nuts. Like,
yeah,
but you guys noticed the dates coming up?
Yeah, but for like the last like 8 years, people have been putting those faux memes out like, today's the day.
Right, yeah, right, exactly. Because it's so much of a yeah, everything is like just...
It's a bar.
As soon as this year happened, it was like, oh, this is the year. Like,
but it's also, I think us being like kids of the 80s, that's the bar we set for what the future is supposed to be. Like, it was supposed to be at least that.
Yeah.
And now we're like,
yeah.
If we don't have flying cars and hoverboards,
yeah.
we're all riding.
We've given ourselves this benchmark of like, this is what 30 years is going to be like. And then half of the stuff, if not just maybe a few things happened. And then it's like, oh man, damn. Like, none of that. Like,
where's my self-tying shoes and my self-drying jacket, damn it?
Nike did say they were going to make self-tying shoes.
Man, I saw a behind-the-scenes pictures of that scene when he has, like, he's putting on those shoes and the jacket. And it took a six-man operation to tie his shoes that fast.
Nice.
There's, like, four guys laying down and, like, two guys above him, like, to hold onto his jacket. And you're like, what the hell? They made it look so easy. They made the future look possible. But it took six men.
We're talking about sex.
Six. Stank dick.
Stank dick.
Wash your dick and you won't have stank dick. That's a new theme song.
Stank dick. Stank dick. Wash your dick and you won't have stank dick.
Brought to you by the makers of Wash Your Balls.
Yeah, the ball washer. Do you think that you would use a soap for your balls and just your balls only? Like, I just use this soap for
like
my junk.
It was specially made soap. There's like,
yeah.
This is...
Because I had soap that was bought or given to me by my girlfriend that was just beard soap. Or it said specifically,
right.
Like, you know, this is beard shampoo and beard conditioner And it's like, oh, I can only use this on my beard? I can't use this on my junk? What is it going to do? Like, suddenly, like, make my junk stink or whatever and just my beard, like, smell fresh?
What if made, like, your pubes just, like, grow really long and thick? And you're like, oh, shit, man. And, like, it turned into, like, a big fro, but your chin hair just did, nothing happened because you washed your balls with the wrong soap.
Yeah. Do you think that guys even need to wash their balls because they do more or less manscape instead of have, like, a hairy, like, you know, exterior, so they have to, like, you know, wash more?
What?
You know, you would assume that if you don't have hair, you don't have to wash as much because it's not as smelly. You'd think that the hair would hold in the stench more.
But balls have hair on them.
You don't think guys shave their balls more, though?
Do you
shave your balls?
I don't shave my balls.
But do you manscape at all?
I trim. Like, I don't go like full forest, right? Because then I'd look like I had no dick, but I have to like cut it down so like just enough to look my dick.
You don't want the hair to like cover your dick at all, so it just looks like hair.
I look like I just have a big, like, I'm gonna look like I'm a girl down there. Just like a big bush. Yeah, I got a big merkin sitting down there. Like, what the hell is that?
Hey, I watched the movie The Overnight. And it is this movie about, okay.
Merkins?
Spoiler alert. Okay, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
There's a movie about, with Jason Schwartzman and Adam Scott, you know, the guy from Parks and Rec and Party Down.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And Jason Schwartzman from all the Wes Anderson movies and all that shit.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Okay, they're in a movie called The Overnight, and one basically has a small dick and one has a huge dick. But
that's like
both,
the premise of the movie?
No, that's just part of the movie.
Oh, okay.
Like, but they show them. Like, in one scene, like, they basically are in this pool, and they both go nude, and one has a large, huge dick, and the other has, like, this, like, abnormally, like, big baby dick or whatever.
Yeah.
But, obviously...
big baby dick? I love that.
Yeah,
that's,
big baby dick. Big. It was big for a baby dick. But you could totally tell that both were like prosthetics, but the way they made Adam Scott, because he was the one that had the baby dick, the way they made him have the baby dick was just like he had all this hair around that area and that he had these like huge balls and everything. And it was just like, I don't know one guy that's doing that's like rocking that look, even if he had a baby dick.
Why,
or whatever.
How would you know? Bro, like, how would you know what guys are rocking? You spend a lot of time in the gym?
The time,
or like every time you go to the urinal, you're like, what kind of pube are you guys sporting?
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe I'm just
porn. They
watch
shave everything.
A lot of porn. That's the thing. I watch a lot of porn.
But
so
if you watch porn, like, they don't have any hair. None of them have any hair down there.
And if you want to be a like landing that, strip or something. What is your favorite thing about Back to the Future 2? Like, what would you want to see here in this day that isn't here yet?
Gremlins 3.
No, I'm talking about in the Back to the Future 2 universe. Yeah, not Gremlins.
Gremlins 3.
I want to see Gremlins. I want to see Back to the Future 2 with Gremlins.
I want to see more Gremlins than everything.
I'm just going to go real simple and say Time Machine.
Yeah, Time Machine. Definitely a DeLorean would be nice, for sure. But that was back in the 80s. We discovered that in the 80s, all right?
Apparently.
Actually, we discovered it in the 50s, but yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't make it till the 80s.
Right, exactly.
Took us 30
the
years
flex
to make
capacitor,
it.
Capacitor, perhaps.
Yeah.
Right. We discovered the concept.
What if there was a prequel movie that was just Doc coming up with, like, it was the from 50 to 80 while he was like, you know, he already helped Marty or whatever, and he was already like, oh shit, in 30 years I'm gonna make this time machine, what do I do till now? Let's, like, you know, see that journey or whatever. I don't know.
Have you ever completely shaved yourself down there? Like, I mean, like, balls deep. I mean, like,
I haven't shaved the nuts and all that, like I haven't shaved the coin purse. But not the ball sack, but I've definitely shaved, like, all the top region.
Yeah, right? And, like, okay, as soon as you shave, first of all, it's kind of weird looking on most guys.
Yeah,
unless you
look
maybe like
a 12-year-old boy.
You look, even if that, it just looks weird. You don't look like a 12-year-old boy. No 12-year-old boy should be this fat. but you do get that, like, immediate, like, I'm scratching more
than I normally sketch.
You definitely itch more, for sure.
The hair's growing back, and it's fucking ridiculous.
You definitely itch a lot.
So I find it to be like, no, trimming's the way to go, because you're not itching, but you're not hacking it down to the root.
Yeah.
You're not hacking your way through the forest. You don't need a Sherpa to find your way to your balls.
It. Yeah. But we can just definitely, like, trim it, like, mow it, you know. You know, like, keep an inch length.
That's what they should call it. Like,
mow
you
it.
Should trim, not mow.
The more you know. Hey, by the way, today is the no bra day.
Today is?
Yeah, in reverence of trying to boost awareness to breast cancer, if we don't know that breast cancer is out there.
Is breast cancer bra related?
Apparently, but now it's like, hey, all these women were not wearing bras to basically show their support for breast cancer awareness.
Because those who have breast cancers don't need bras anymore.
Yeah,
because
they have mastectomies.
Mastectomies.
Oh.
They don't need bras anymore, literally.
A lot of them have reconstructive surgery.
True that.
I would imagine.
Very true.
Because your breasts are part of your femininity. It's hard to lose that.
Here's me
Tell that to Anne Heche.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. No boobs.
Well, some people are born flat-chested. They can't help that.
Here's my thing, though, is being kind of a feminist.
Got no boobs.
Right.
Why does that matter? I thought it just matter.
It does it.
Flat-chested.
Beasting.
No boobs. Is that the new cantaloupe doll?
I'm a jingle master, man.
Yeah, is that the new...
That's the new stank dick. Stank dick. Wash your dick and you won't have stank dick. Okay, sorry. But not as definitely giving us the stank eye on that one.
No,
but I think, like, no, you could definitely have a doll, a new Cabbage Patch type of doll that's, yeah, you know, a breast cancer survivor.
Wait, what? A Cabbage Patch breast cancer
survivor?
What?
Cabbage Patch like, dolls what, are
what,
babies.
What were you talking about, like, the breast cancer, like... You just made a jingle for it.
What did I just sing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think it was flat. No, it was flat-chested.
Yeah, that's
was
what like... I'm saying. Because she's a cancer survivor, so now she's all, like, happy and singing a flat-chest jingle.
I don't think any doll with some kind of cancer survivor theme
that's not a good idea.
A bestseller.
That's not a great idea.
Right.
As PC or cool as it might seem to
but
us.
That's the thing, okay, so in
who's gonna think
to
that's
try
PC
to bring breast
why would that be PC or cool to us?
Well, because the pink ribbon, like in breast cancer awareness and all of that is more
you know that organization cultural. Only gives like 20 or 18 cents to the dollar to like actual breast cancer research.
That's
the problem with these nonprofit organizations when they get so
not
big.
Not the American
they have like
Red Cross,
a board
the
of
breast cancer
that
awareness,
paid a shit
that pink
ton of
ribbon
money.
Shit.
The money goes to them instead of the organization.
Totally. It's all going towards awareness campaigning where it's like, we're going to just put most of our dollars that we get towards telling everybody we should put more dollars towards us. I was thinking about this at work a little bit. Where, tell me or not if this is a cool idea for an app or maybe a potential website like that we could make money at.
It is. I get 10%.
Okay. We make an app where people make questions. Like, they come up with legitimate questions. Like, I want to make a dinosaur out of a chicken. Or, I want to make a car that can run on peanut butter.
Right, like
or
weird
whatever.
Ass, like
just some sort of question that is legitimate enough to be like, have a person go, I can do that, or I'll take that question on, or
right.
whatever. Like, that sounds like something I could do. And then they negotiate a price, like, suddenly it goes, like, I'll give you $10,000 if you can make a chicken out of a, you know, whatever, or make a dinosaur out of a chicken, or make, car run on peanut butter or whatever.
Right, whatever the case may be.
And then
something crazy.
Yeah, and then suddenly they go, $10,000? I'll take that bet. And then they do it. And then if the guy goes, wow, he did it. He made a car that runs on peanut butter. He goes, here's your $10,000, my good man. Now thank you for making, you know, thanks for doing it. So it's basically just getting people to go, here's questions that need to be like solved, and here's a money price that maybe gets people motivated to solve those problems.
I want a tree that grows golden leaves.
And if somebody said, "Oh, you have $50,000 to give me the compensation to try to figure that out," I will try to do that. And if I do it for 50 grand, then why not? Now you will have a tree that makes gold.
Can I make the compensation like 50 bucks in a pack of beer?
Yeah. That's the thing. It could be whatever. It could be like the smallest micro stuff. Like, hey, I need somebody to make a Photoshopped version of my girlfriend with bigger tits. It's $5. You know, $5 is worth it to me. I don't know how to do it with Photoshop, but I want it because I want it for some crazy, you know,
yeah, my own
birthday
personal
picture
reason.
Or whatever. And someone goes, I know how to do Photoshop, and it's worth $5 to me to do it for 10 minutes or however long it takes me to make this girl have bigger tits. Why not? And then suddenly there's a transaction made, and it goes, thank you. And us being the website that provides this service of building this community goes, we'll just take 10% or 30% or whatever and go, you know, thanks for a dollar or whatever of that $5 that cost you to get that your girlfriend to get bigger tits for that Photoshop or whatever.
But it was worth so much more.
But on the grander scheme of it, it is like the, you know, I want a space shuttle that could take me to L.A. in 2 hours. And I'm willing to put $5 million towards it. I'm sure some company would be like, I can do that. Let's try to make it happen. And then now suddenly you're the piece puts those two things together.
What's one of the questions you would really want to ask? Like, what's one of the things you'd want to have them try and come up with?
You know, advancements in like technology.
Do you have anything on the top of your head that like fucking ask him how to
a bigger, a faster transportation like industry? Like could you like I'd put a if I had the funds to put $1 billion towards like, hey, let's like make it not as congested to get to work in LA, I'd totally be like, let's do it. Who has the best idea? Oh, you got like it to be 10 times, you know, 10% better, 20% better. That's worth $1 billion.
You went a little more like realistic with it than I did. I'd be like, how do I make my penis bigger without any side effects?
Right. But that's the thing, too. We could have that be a question as well. Everything could be a question as long as there's somebody that's like, that's worth enough, because it's a question with a dollar amount attached to it. There's a dollar amount to every question. Like, no matter how grandiose or how stupid it is, it's like, it could be like, I'll give $1 to the first person that could tell me who's the best team in the NFL.
Go Raiders.
And if somebody, goes, I'll give you $1 for that to tell you who the best team in the NFL is. Well, cool. Now I get $1.
Yeah, but do I have to tell you the answer? You have to be like, okay, yeah, that answer fits in. Here's your $1.
It is. That is the stipulation where you do have to be convinced, or you have
to
agree to the answer. You have to be like, that's an answer I like, or I'm willing to pay that much money for.
I think that's, yeah, because how many times are people going to want to...
That prevents stupid things, like, oh, this is going to be dumb, like, or this, like, I'm just going to give a dumb answer hoping that this guy gives me some money. It's like, no, I'm going to hopefully give an educated, you know, precise, real answer because I'm trying to get this money that this guy's actually proposing for an actual answer.
That sounds like a cool website, and I want to see all the deleted questions that have been asked on it. Like, all right, we don't need to ask about how long your dick can be, and how can you make a fake vagina feel real, and how do you get a girl to call you back? Like, we don't need to hear any of those questions. How do you make your dad love you? Like, those we don't need those answers.
No, like, but how do you get to the moon easier? Or things like that.
Thanks for backing me up on the jokes.
I would rather give my money to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's.
Sold.
than to saving the boobies?
Yep, to saving boobies.
But see, but
because you save the person who has the boobies.
Yeah, does the Parkinson like Research Foundation like, actually is they are they boobies. Better?
I would assume than the more of their dollar.
Susan Komen, because Komen is the one that's not that's
right.
The one that's
I would assume
the
that their more pennies go towards research than the actual just advertising. In Michael J. Fox, maybe not much more. Mm. Who knows? Mm. We can all look at their P&R reports, and because they're all like public entities, so it's not like
is
we
that
can't
their
look into like
penile and rectum reports.
Yes, no, their profits and
margins.
Profits and returns, or something
difference.
Like that. Something like some report
that's
that basically tells you how much they make and how much and where do they allocate their funds towards.
Yeah.
Cocaine and hookers.
Yeah. And a lot of those organizations, people get scrutinized before those types of things where it's like, okay, you get $1 million donated to you every year and 600,000 goes towards your CEO. Yeah. So what, like 60% of your profit goes towards a person's salary? What the fuck? Like, what are you really donating? What are you really raising money towards? Just this person's salary, not the cause.
But they're also in charge or they're allocating the funds.
Bullshit. I don't
care. Well, no, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that, too. They are allocating, but it all, it's the how much are you taking?
It's all relative.
Well, it's how much are you taking off of the donations? For
right.
paying your for
it's
paying
the
your
institution,
fee,
though, if not the individual,
if the funds were like allocating $9 million,
so the institution is shit. We're not talking about the individual. We're talking about like yeah, the institution is terrible.
It's a percentage wise.
Yeah.
Okay, a CEO should be making 18 to 20% of like the gross income of what the business makes, not 60%.
Yeah.
So.
But I like boobs.
Right. But here's the thing that being a true activist is going back to boobs.
You're a true activist?
Instead of, like, not wearing bras for the day to say, like, hey, everybody, look at breast cancer. It's a great cause, blah, blah, blah. Why don't we take the money that we would spend on a bra and put it towards breast cancer research?
Gerald, the most activism I've ever seen you do is drink beer in public, saying, like, we should be able to drink beer in public.
Yeah, that cause is
that's
definitely
the most cause
amongst
I've ever seen you actually like go for, other than like talking to me.
I've seen him at a gay pride parade.
Oh, that's true. You're right. Mm-hmm. Drinking beer in public.
Yep, I'm all for that. Yeah, I'm all for that.
I'm with you too, man.
I don't need to buy bras yet.
Thank God for that.
But I'm just saying, like, if I had to buy bras, maybe instead of buying my 6 bra, I'd put that cost to helping boobies stay around. Or helping us stay around for the people that have boobs or whatever.
Sure.
I don't know.
Boobs are worth
it. It's one of those things where it's like, I'm sure there's plenty of causes that are just like the same for men. Like, okay, let's not wear boxers for the day for testicular cancer awareness.
What? What would that help?
I don't know.
Because your balls float free.
They float pretty free in boxers.
Mm-hmm. But how would you know if you weren't wearing boxers that you support testicular cancer?
Is this your secret ploy to get us to wear fucking skirts again, D?
Yes.
Just if you want to wear a damn skirt, just wear a skirt. Everyone's going to be cool with it. Get yourself a dress. Own it. You'll be fine, man.
I just feel that.
I think you'd look attractive in a muumuu.
No.
In a muumuu? Great idea. We should do pictures in muumuus.
Yeah. I like those ideas of like, could you imagine like somebody like telling you like, hey, can you give me every time James Bond has made a slur against women? Make that happen. $20.
Oh, that'd actually be kind of fun. When like every now and then it's good to hit your wife.
Yeah, I want to hear every.
Get over here, Manny Pani, so I can slap that face.
Yep, every audio clip where he degrades a woman.
Get over here, Manny Pani, and pick up this pin. I love to see you when you bend over.
Mm-hmm. I do like that one. There is definitely, I forget what movie it is, but there is a time when like Sean Connery straight up rapes a chick.
Say what? And it, like that was like the character in a movie?
No, James Bond.
What? As Bond straight up rapes a chick? What?
No, if you look at it now, like in the context of now, like what, like women, you know, what constitutes yes and she was wanting this, he totally was like, nope. Like she,
what movie and what
she was
happens?
Like definitely like fighting it and definitely like no and he was saying yes
you want this
yep.
What was the movie?
It was either Goldfinger or like Pussy Finger
yeah,
Pussy Finger. You know, one of those.
Goldfinger, Pussy Finger, Galore Hands,
yeah, Gold Pussy, something like that. Like one of those.
Doctor Put It In Me.
Yeah, yeah, Dr. Colonic, like,
Dr. Colonic?
Yeah.
Shove it up my ass, Dr.
Gynecological, James Bond.
Dr. G.
Yeah, exactly, 007G. G-Spot.
Awesome.
My name is G-Spot. James G-Spot. No, but that's the thing, like, a lot of those times where he's having his way with women... They do have that, like, it is, like, kind of like a Japanese type of thing, where it is, like, at first they were like, no, I don't want to, but, I just gave in, like, they just somehow give in and go, well, you're just so manly, or you're just so, like, something just takes me over, right. And I am now just like,
your
well, okay,
is
I guess
so
you could put it in me, yeah.
You're such a man. My legs are opening. I can't stop it.
I didn't want to take you, but I guess if I have to, I'll have 4 orgasms.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess if I'm going to have 8 orgasms. Oh, well. But that's the thing. So, like, it's only that one night, usually. It's only right. That, like, hey, and we're going to hook up, and then it's like... Hey, later, we're going to fight each other to the death.
To the death.
Like, yeah, we boned. We boned 2 scenes earlier, but now I'm going to shoot you in the face.
What? I love it.
Because I'm James fucking Bond.
Yeah, I get it.
Every future shows a man wearing androgynous, like, everybody's just wearing one outfit. Let's just get into it. Why not? Why? It's 2015. Let's get into the future.
Let's do the uniform thing.
If it's either a onesie or a muumuu or whatever, it's like it's,
my onesie,
everybody's just wearing the same
thing. Can my onesie look like a Superman outfit?
Sure.
Cool. I'm in.
I just think that it's...
Can I wear a suit over it?
No, you can't show individual identity. That's
no,
the whole
but,
point of a uniform.
But that's what fashion is. That's what, like, clothing is individual identity. Is that everybody wants to,
or
like...
self-expression, yeah.
But it's so weird that it's like, I want to be my own unique self, but I also want to look like I fit in to the overall group. It's like, I'll wear my own unique jeans that have my own unique holes in them. But they're going to be jeans that everybody wears. You know
or
what I'm saying?
If you have
it's like
money, then certain labels mean more.
Exactly.
To you
like
or
I don't
it's a status
like
symbol.
I'll wear my own unique like shirt, but it's going to be a Calvin Klein shirt, or it's going to be some other brand, whatever. It's like, but it's my own. It's I wear this shirt, and maybe other few people wear it, but mostly I do. Do you feel that way? Do you like to get into that, like, I'm glad that I wear this shirt and only I wear this shirt?
I think you've known me long enough to know that I really don't have a style other than shorts and t-shirts.
Yeah, that's it seems like your style is, like, whatever I'll get for free from somebody.
Pretty
like,
much.
If you're going to hand me a shirt off the street, I'll take that shirt and now wear it for the next 8 years.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm wearing that shirt until I cannot wear it anymore. But I do like when I am working, I do like to dress up and
mm-hmm.
look good for the job. So it's definitely,
if there was one look that
thing.
You wish you could be that you aren't,
if I could,
but
afford,
if you had no money, no money's on an object and everything,
not an object,
yeah.
I would want to, I would definitely do the slick, suits
all the time. Like
you just wear suits all the time.
Expensive suits that feel like fucking PJs because they're so
like
light,
Paul F.
Breathable.
Tompkins. You just wear suits nonstop.
Not so gaudy as Paul F. Tompkins because Paul F. Tompkins wears like some really out there suits. But I do like his style where he kind of like a Barney from How I Met Your Mother, but not so like. But I would be more clad. Like,
would you wear bow ties?
No, I'm not bow
just
tie
suspenders,
guy.
Neckties.
Suspenders. I'm starting to get into suspenders lately.
Suspenders
vest,
are
vest can go in and out. Depends on the suit that I'm wearing. But I'm more into just nice suits, nice ties. Like that's if I could really afford it.
Right.
But it's too expensive to dress like that every day. And to be honest, it's not really feasible when you want to just kind of chill and lay around. That's not really the clothes you want to just chill in. But
there was a company on Shark Tank.
You dress sharp.
Oh, of course. And there was a thing back in the day where it's like, when you did certain things, it's like, I want to look nice because I'm doing these classy things.
I miss, and this is not like I've ever really experienced this, but I do miss the idea of like, hey, we're going out to the theater to go see a show. Let's all get into a nice, get into our nines. We're going to dress up and look good because we're going out for the night.
Right.
I do miss that idea, even though I couldn't afford to do it now. I like that idea of like, we're going out. Let's look good. We're going to make an evening and we're both going to put our best out there. Just look, you know, fancy.
What do you like about James Bond the best?
What do I like about James Bond the best?
You know, what makes you go like, oh, I'll watch that. Like for the 20th, third time that it's like, you know, there's 24, 25 movies. Like
not all of them, but usually they're fun. Like they're fun stories as far as like who the bad guy versus the.
And it's always you know, bad guy versus good guy.
Right, it's always the that setup, and the villains are typically pretty over the top and somewhat flamboyant. So
and they're always into world domination.
Yeah, they always are into these global schemes.
Yeah,
and I love how smooth and badass James Bond is while he fights. He's just like, yeah, I'll kick your ass. And then as soon as the fight's over, his hair's slick and he's picking up a lady at the bar. You know, he's just Mr. Smooth.
Do you feel that he is an alias, that you like that idea of
him
being...
I do like that idea because they changed so much.
It's like a what is it, a call name or call... Like
I guess,
like an agent...
A call sign or...
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, a code name. I'm all for that because it's kind of like, you know... There can only be one at a time, one 007. And each time a 007, it passes on to the next, like,
and there's,
you know,
different
top
006s and 00 other, like, numbers, too.
And all same thing, where, like, when that one goes, then they find the next person that's qualified, and that person becomes that 00.
Right.
You know, so it's just, like, I think it's just it's a good code name because it makes it, like, if you're really going to be a spy, Stop fucking telling everybody your name. That's a shitty thing for a spy to do.
Yeah, the first thing he says is, my name's James Bond.
Well, shitty spy. Fucking, I'm going to take you down.
Well, the first thing I'm going to be looking up on Google is James Bond.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if you are a supervillain, that's pretty easy to track down your family and friends and take you all down. Because James Bond's posting on Facebook with all the chicks he's been hitting up at the fucking bar at the corner.
But if it is more like, I'm saying my name's like John Doe or something...
But that's what it is. It's a John Doe. It's it's a Jason Bourne. It's just it's a tag name.
It's just a name.
And the 007 is probably more relevant. And yeah, I think it's just – I think the 007 maybe more points to who your handler is. So he's 007, so Moneypenny handles 007. And
do you think
Blackjack handles 006. And,
right.
And John Casey handles 003 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so –
that would be kind of cool to see how many different, like, you know, Moneypennies or handlers there are for the different agents.
What the hierarchy is. What the pyramid scheme
what
is for
like,
that.
Yeah, do you move up from, like, a 001 to a 007
who
or
is
something?
Who is the top of the 00, like, hierarchy?
Right.
Is
there
the
a 009
president?
Or something? You know, or is there a
010?
Is there
or an
a single
agent 420?
Agent 420, yeah.
No? Okay. Thanks.
But they're also, do you think the new movie's going to be awesome?
I have hopes for it. Christopher Waltz is going to be the Spectre bad guy, so that should be interesting.
Blofeld, yeah.
Blofeld is his name? I hadn't heard that, but I like Christopher Waltz, although I am starting to get a little bit, like, tired of the, I'm the smiling bad guy. and you can come over here, and I'm going to pretend to be smiling.
There is the, like, I'm going to be extra, like, enthusiastic at this very tense, dramatic moment.
Yeah, it's a funny choice that sometimes takes me aback.
It's the thing with bad guys where they're always, like, extra excited when something bad's going to happen. Like, oh, I'm about to hit the missile launch codes. Ooh, this is so exciting. And you're like, really? I mean, I guess you'd be a little excited, but did you have to, like, act like a little girl?
Yeah, like you're about to, like, jizz in your pants.
Yeah, you could be like, this is awesome. That's how I would play it. If I was a James Bond bad guy, I'd be like, this is amazing. I can't believe I am ruling the entire world in about 30 seconds.
Oh, so you'd be Ben Carson?
Yep.
Bazinga.
After I've been a successful doctor for 33 years, I will decide to be the president of the United States.
And then the world.
And then I will take over the world.
Daryl, we need to rebrand him.
Oh, hemp is the one commodity that has just been lost to the days of time because of just stupid investments. And it's the commodities that are the competitors of it that have held it down for so long. It's like,
not only that, but here's my opinion, was that society has seen it, like, it could be a good product, but the only people that have been promoting it for the last 20 years who have been really pushing it
are stoners.
Are super stoners, yeah, who people just exactly. look down and laugh at.
Exactly. And if you need the one guy that's not a stoner that's like, hey, this shit is awesome.
And
I don't smoke it, but this shit is awesome.
I think you need to rebrand it and call it like something else.
Right, not hemp, but like.
Give it right. some other term, call it like. Shemp, like, whatever.
Shemp. You should buy this every time.
Why, yada, yada.
It makes paper. It makes clothes.
It makes everything you want.
Is this the cartoon bit?
Yeah. No, it's totally that. But that's the thing. Like, if you look at it from a historical standpoint, it's really quite ingenious that an industry that sees its competitor finds a way to victimize it, not in like, hey guys, don't just buy this because I sell the other thing. No, it's, hey, this thing is gonna rape your children and like make every black guy cooler, and we don't want that, so let's ban this thing. And it makes just everything, it's like, that's the real thing that and
but
I love.
The negative propaganda has only been within the last maybe 100, 150 years.
60 that. Years, if 70 years. Because it got.
It's like Hearst.
It became illegal. That's the thing. Hearst made.
Hearst is the one that fucked it all up.
He saw a direct competitor in the hemp market because it was going to make totally his papers obsolete. Because he had all the timber, like farms, and basically making all of his newspapers into. From these timber, from these wood farms, and basically went like, what, hemp's going to totally knock my industry out of the water.
Mm-hmm. Hemp's for shimps.
Right. See, and then basically said like, oh, now. Wait, hemp is also kind of in a small, minute way connected to this drug. Now I'm going to like totally rope it all into this like idea of like, let's make it all illegal.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, we're going to hide behind. And that's what every cause is in America, or just anything. That's how you sell it. We secretly want this to be not around, but we can't just say we don't want it around. We have to say it's going to kill the world, or it's going to make our children go crazy, or something like that. It's like, we have to create this huge boogeyman. Instead of just saying, I don't want it because it's going to hurt my business. That is not a good enough reason. Competition isn't enough. Like, hey, that's going to hurt my business. Don't do it. I just don't understand that, like, people are so willing to just hear whatever somebody else has to say as long as it's not them doing the research. It's like, oh, you're doing the research for me, and I kind of understand what you're saying. I'll believe whatever. What? Sure, sure. Okay, it's the devil. I'll vote against it. And you're like,
ridiculous.
And you don't understand really, like, oh, it's not really the devil. It's just this other person that
I saw this great video the other day of this lady that went to a rally that was supposed to be anti-Muslim. I think it was, I don't know what the day was, but she went there with signs that were like anti-Muslims and blah, 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 blah. You're killing the world stuff. And she gets there, and the only people there are, you know, the Muslims at the, what do they call their temples? Is it a temple?
Mosques.
At the mosque. And he came out there and honestly opened and said, like, would you like to talk? Would you like to talk about this?
Just a straight up.
And she's like,
rat.
No, I don't want to talk to you. But then he eventually, like, over the course of about an hour, he broke her down, and, like, they had a conversation. It took a long time because there was a lot of stubbornness. Just like, no, I'm going to tell you what you believe. You believe you want to kill us all. And he's all like, I don't believe that. I'm standing right in front of you offering a conversation. If I wanted to kill you, I think I would react differently. And, like, they had this really long conversation. And by the end of it, he actually talked her into putting the signs down and coming inside the mosque with her and showed her around. So it was this great show of, like, if we don't just take the, like you said, other people doing the research for us and go out there and actually, hey, they're saying all these people are bad. Well, let me go talk to them and see if they're really that bad. That could work really well. Like, in this situation, it turned out she went from hate to, like, being treated with nothing but kindness and love, and she fell for it. Like, oh, well, this is not as bad as you guys are saying it is. So it's that idea of, like, go out and do your own thing instead of just relying on the research other people tell you.
I feel it's so interesting that that's what life is that, hey, I'm trying to just live my life. Somebody else tell me the big questions or the answers to the big questions so I can just go live my life. You know, I don't want to list, and I don't want to have to spend the amount of time that it takes figuring out what this life might mean. Just tell
it's
me
for each
something so I can go make my grain or make my widget or whatever, you know?
I want to make a widget. We should
Isn't
make a widget.
Isn't that for you to figure out, though?
But what, people what don't want to figure it out a lot of times. They just want it given to them.
Sure.
They just
like
want
widget.
They want the answers like, oh, what happens when we die? If you're good, you go to this great place. If you're bad, you go to this shitty place. Oh, okay, that's cool. I'm going to go make this horse go, you know, plow the fields again for the next 60 years. Thanks for telling me what the big answer is. Now I just better not, you know, yeah, now I better just leave a good life. Yeah, exactly.
Be morally upstanding. Don't rock
Don't
the
fuck
boat.
The sheep.
Right, right.
Don't hurt dolphins.
Don't uprise against the monarch.
Make sure you feed the dolphins lots of fish.
Yeah.
But
42.
Here's what I find so fascinating is that
boobs.
Boobs are fascinating as well. Definitely.
Okay, we're getting sidetracked.
Well, if you didn't have them out right now, we wouldn't have to be sidetracked.
I don't have them out.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Well, if you did have them out right now, we could be sidetracked in a good way.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
Boys, boys, boys.
But what I find fascinating is that wherever we live, that's where you get your indoctrination. Like, you know, we were born in a Native American village, you know, in 1592 or whatever, suddenly we'd be like, yeah, Gaia and all these different entities are gods, and all these different things are gods, and there's a nature god, and there's a world, and all this other crap. And suddenly that would be your world. That would be your thing. That's like
your belief system.
Right. If you were a Greek, suddenly it's like, oh, that's your thing. If you're a Christian, like, it's like wherever you were. Wherever your geography puts you, that's your belief system. It's not like But then suddenly it's like, well, I was born here, so that's right. And, oh, you were born on the other side, and you believe that it's a different thing? Fuck off. Like, that's not me. I was born over here.
You know, you're absolutely right, 100%. Which makes it all the more, like, curious to me. Like, who are the ones that are so open-minded and bright enough to be like, this doesn't seem right?
Right.
Because there's been enough of those throughout the history that changed things. So, like, there's always somebody that's going to, like, see it and be like, this doesn't seem... Okay, I think my brain adds up things pretty well. And this thing about Gaia, when it rains, means that we all did something bad. But I find out that it rains every fucking 12 months at this time. I think it's just a seasonal thing, guys.
Yeah, it's just this time of year.
Yeah.
It's not
I don't think God's mad. I think it's just, I think this is when it rains.
And it's not because, we didn't
whatever you know,
hunt enough buffalo this time, you know.
So there's always going to be, like, those forward thinkers.
Yeah. But
those are the ones that are going to die first. Dude.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the ones that are persecuted until you're a witch or you're an idiot or you're
It's because you're trying, well.
That's why you got to be a progressive underground.
It's you're rocking the boat. And it's also the one person that predicts something and it comes true. That's the power. That is where.
Man, has Nostradamus predicted anything that's, like, believable, or is it all just so, like, oh, you can put the pieces together after the fact
it's
that
up to
it's.
Interpretation.
No.
Exactly. Like, or is anything of it, like, legit? Like, you'd be like, no, I can figure this out.
Well,
next month, fucking,
a
train's gonna.
It's the first person that says,
pick
like.
Up an elderly woman because Nostradamus said so. You're like, whoa, wow, I don't want to see this.
It is really the first person that says, oh, there's clouds in the sky. That means it's going to rain. He's the one with the power. He's the one that's like, oh, he can talk to God.
Fucking Dallas.
He saw the the weatherman. The weatherman nowadays would be like, oh, he's a god. He knows how to predict the weather. And you're like, no, he doesn't really predict it. He kind of is like 50-50, if that. He's more like 40-60, maybe 30-70. But he's a winner. He's on the TV. Yeah, he's going to predict the weather for us. Like,
but he sure sounds confident.
Yeah, he's sure cool. He tells us when we need to get indoors.
Look at that dress she's wearing. She must know what she's talking about.
Right. She sure has a nice rack.
Oh, boy.
Why is her tits out? I don't know. She's telling us the weather.
Hey, man, you need good tits, no temperature.
See how hard her nipples?
Well, he has tits, but not the kind we're looking for.
That means it's cold. See those nipples?
I have nipples. Mm. Daryl, can you milk me?
Right.
No.
Nah, but it is interesting that I asked this to my religious, elders that I grew up with, and I always went like, you know, instead of putting a rule saying, don't have any gods before me, you know. Yeah, I know there's other religions out there, but I'm the one that's really the true religion. Why just tell everybody in the whole world, hey, I'm the only one here? Why are all these other people coming up with other gods? Like, why aren't everybody coming up with the same god? Like, why isn't everybody getting the same text sent to them all over the world? At all times, you know?
Yeah, why is God... Like, hey, you know, you can
like
talk
why
to
are there
of
Greek
us.
Gods and all these other Hindu and all this other shit? Like, why isn't everybody just getting told, like, hey, Christianity's here, right here, bam. You know, no, it's like, no, everybody comes up with all their own shit wherever they are in this world, and then suddenly it's like, yeah, but everybody else is wrong. I'm the right one.
That's why it's all about Joseph Smith.
And I think it's your own prism. It's like everybody comes up with their own world. It's like everybody's in their own universe, but they're also like living in this one world too. It's like, it's everybody's perspective versus like the overall like collective. That's the battle. That's the true battle. It's the battle of like, I'm living my own unique world. I'm living my own unique perspective of life versus
conforming to what
society this is, but there's this overall collective of what we should be doing and what we ought to be living as a society, and you're like struggle over, like, well, those certain things are cool, but other things I'm like, fuck that. No, I don't want to do that. Just because, like, other people said we should do this or because God said so.
Are we having a teenage rebellion, like, moment right now?
It just doesn't matter. It's like, pick a paradigm. It's like one person will say, yeah, I will live by that. And then another person will go, fuck that. I don't care what it is. They'll just say, I don't want to live by that. And why do I need to be judged negatively? Because I don't want to live by that. And I'm not talking about murder or stealing. I'm talking about, like, just, I like being a gay man.
You do?
No, I'm just saying.
No, that's a confession. This is brave of you to, like, come out on the air.
Somebody likes to be a gay man now, ratings. Suddenly. Like, now
finally,
to,
you're out of the closet.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
It's We've had true. Suspicions, and dude, I just want to let you know, we don't think any differently
it's
of
not
you.
Not just dresses.
What does it matter?
I don't want to just wear dresses. I want to cut off my penis, and I want to do everything. I want to be a woman.
You want to feel a cock inside you?
Yep, and not just through my butt, but Whoa. Through a synthetic vagina that I've made out of my testicles.
And not just through my butt. That's like a catchphrase. And not just through my butt.
Not just Excellent. Through my butt. Yeah,
I support your right.
I want to create a vagina out of my penis and testicles and have that penetrated as well.
What the holy hell is going on?
No.
Is this an Anything Out There show?
I've had two gay guys try to, like, make advances on me.
Oh.
Like, as in, like, hey, can I get your number? Or, like,
no, as
oh, in, I'm going to fucking put out. My tongue down your
as
throat.
As in, like, one time when I was, like, 13 or 14, sometime.
Damn.
Definitely, like,
jailbait over here.
Like, 7th or 8th grade, something like that. There was a guy that, I just thought we were friends. I just thought we were, like...
Like, in the same age group as you?
Neighborhood friends, yeah. We were the same grade and everything.
Yeah.
And, like, I was a new kid. I moved in, like, because I moved to a new school 7th grade.
Okay.
So, like,
so you're the new guy around, so you don't really know that
right,
many people.
But that's the thing, like, so, like,
anybody.
At the beginning of the summer, we moved into the neighborhood, but I didn't start school until, you know, September. So it was, like, the whole summer, I was just at this new, like, you know, town, just, like, trying to find my surroundings or whatever.
Figure things out, sure.
Right. And then, of course, like, riding my bike... And just hanging out in the neighborhood, I meet this other kid that's, like, you know, living 8 houses down or whatever. And, like, hey, oh, you just moved in? Cool. Like, I'm you know, this, let's call him, you know, Frank. We were, that whole summer, we were just hanging out, you know, just friends, just doing what any 7th grade kid would do. Riding bikes, we're playing, he had a pool, so we'd, you know, do all that
Watching
shit.
Porn.
Right. Not really. Even though he
Next
did. It was weird, though, that his dad did have a huge porn collection.
Yeah, shocker.
And
of ladies?
Of course, ladies.
Great question, though.
You know what was weird? Another weird thing?
Oh, boy.
Is that his mom had a portrait of herself in, like,
semi-nude.
The foyer. Not semi-nude, just, like, straight up, like, just topless, like, just a bust, just, like from the waist up of her, just, and it was painted, and, like, really classy, and, like, really just, like, wow, that
like
nice,
okay, hold on,
like,
I'm nice. Totally getting the picture of...
Your mom's boobs are nice.
Yeah,
man.
I was like, wow, who's this chick? And he's like, oh, that's my mom, and I'm like... That's your mom, man. She does not look like that chick anymore. Like, wow. And she was definitely like, man, that is hot. Like, and you had this just in the living room? Like, you just had this just hanging out, like, in the living room? And so, like, okay, no big deal. I just think it's like, all right, that's their family. That's the way they are. And I'm just like, okay, so, of course,
fine art.
We're in 7th grade. And we're still, like, at that age where we're, like, you know, having sleepovers and hanging out.
Yeah.
Sure.
And just being, like, you know, staying up late. And since we're, like, 7 houses down from one another, we would just, wherever we were at towards the end of the night, we'd just be, like, hey, can he spend a night over here? Or can I spend a night over there?
Right.
Whatever. You know, it was,
back and forth.
Back and forth all through the summer. And my parents didn't care. And his parents didn't care. And then, like, through the one night, we were watching. It's so fucking weird.
I feel like I'm listening to True Confessions or something.
We were watching. I haven't told anybody this. I've never told anybody this. And we were watching WrestleMania, like one of the wrestling, like
hot guys and small outfits.
It was straight up like wrestling. But of course, Greek, like I was like guts, totally just watching it.
Oh, yeah.
For the hetero like thrill of it, not the homo thrill of it. I wasn't like, oh, look at those glistening muscles. I was like, oh wow. See that DDT? That was great.
Man.
That must be like Ultimate Warrior times.
Totally. It was in the heyday. It was like that golden age of like Hulk and
Sergeant,
you know,
Slaughter.
Macho Man and Sergeant Slaughter, all that shit. You know, just the
Iron Sheik was still around.
Jake
then.
The Snake, Iron Sheik, all that stuff.
Wow, we're getting sidetracked. Okay,
anyway.
You're watching this match and he grabs you.
So
tie.
That's the thing. So like, of course, like it was hot in his room, and I remember, like, we were just in our, like, you know, boxers.
Wrestling.
And it was, like, you know, definitely past midnight, so we're just hanging out in his room. Doors, you know, the lights are off, the door's closed, just the TV's on, and we're hanging out. And then I'm kind of falling asleep, kind of definitely, like, just kind of ready for bed. And then suddenly I feel, like, a fucking, like, poke in the backside of me.
Like, are you guys sleeping on the floor or something?
Yeah, we're both on the floor, like, in sleeping bags. Kind of like we made, like, a bed kind of on the floor that both of us
using, like,
kinda
two big, like, sleeping bags, basically, like, as a bottom, like, just to cover the floor. And then,
we
share
got
in the
sheets,
same
one.
So you're basically,
got,
like, sharing the same blanket.
Totally. And, like, I'm pretty much, like, almost ready to fall asleep.
So
and then I just...
So your asshole's nice and loose?
Right. Exactly. And then suddenly I feel a little poke. And I'm like, what is going on here? Like, what is
Were you
that?
The small spoon?
I was definitely the small spoon, and he, he just started, like, and then he started saying, like, stuff like, just, it's cool, don't worry about it, like, you'll like it, things like that, and I'm
what?
Just like,
how do you know?
That's the thing,
like, that's straight up out of an
I hadn't
special.
Even been with a chick, or I hadn't even, like, thought of, like, sex at all, like, let alone, like, oh, maybe I'm into dudes, like
up until that point you'd never been, like, aroused,
no,
or thought of it?
Maybe I had a few boners, but it wasn't like to the point where I was like jerking off or like anything to that nature of like I'm like into that
questioning
stuff.
I
saw some like Playboys and it was just like, oh wow, I shouldn't be looking at this. This is so crazy.
Oh, yeah, you were young.
And that's it. It wasn't like, hey, let's whip it out and, like, bust a nut.
Like today?
Now it'd be definitely like,
well, now
hello.
You can whip it out and just read articles because there's no more nude pictures.
Oh, exactly,
Playboy.
You're right.
They're taking out the nude pictures.
Right, they're totally like Cosmo now.
Which is disappointing.
Yeah, it is. But it makes it more reputable for women.
Yeah, great. That's goodbye. Goodbye, Playboy.
Well, Playboy's basically for women anyway now.
Yeah.
But it is weird. That's the thing. Like, seriously, though, after that, it was like a, dude, what is going on? And then, like,
did you call him on it right then? Or were
I
you
kind of,
like...
I definitely called him on it. And I was like, this is weird. And then I straight up was like, I'm going to go home.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel
yeah, I'm Hell going. Yeah. Like, I just knew, like, I'm seven
right.
houses down. Like, I could just walk. Like,
I'm going to take my pillow yeah. and I'm going to go ahead and just take
and,
it easy, man.
And
see you at school.
The weird thing, that's the thing. The weird thing was, it was like 2 or 3 weeks later, school starts. And then for the rest of, like, just knowing him forever, it was just like, yeah, that guy.
Awkward now.
He was the one that tried to put his dick in my butt. Like, but it was just for me. It was just me. Like, I couldn't just be like, hey, guys, the reason why I don't like this guy is because he tried to rape me. Like, but
no,
I don't want to feel bad. Like, I don't want
to
be like,
you, if
yeah, he tried to turn hit on you, not really rape you, because
he didn't.
And
like,
that
you.
Was the
down.
Ultimate hit on. Like, I'm not going to just, like, try to, like, kiss you or
I'm
hang out. Like,
you
it's like,
boner.
I'm going to really try to just put my dick in your butt. Like,
hey, man.
And
what do you think about this?
Yeah, it was definitely like, what?
Like, yeah, but like the rest of the story is you guys were watching Dirty Dancing, you know, and Footloose before you went to bed. No. So he got
wrestling. Get it right, man. It was wrestling.
I was going to say, even as like a hetero...
two dudes mate wrestling, all right?
Wrestling, not dancing. That's
not
so
dancing.
Weird.
That's gay.
Let's say you're a hetero male and you're into the girl.
Oh, I can't
buy
it.
And you're 13 or 14. That still wouldn't fly if you like.
So pretend I was a girl.
I wouldn't even have the balls to try it. I wouldn't. Like, a lot of guys I knew probably would.
I don't think
but
that would fly either so way. I think you'd be shot down either way. If that was your first move, was to poke her in the back with your boner, she'd be like, oh, okay, I feel uncomfortable.
But how?
Yeah, but if you were a gay guy and he did that, then you'd be like, oh my God, this is a fantasy come true.
No.
No?
That's what I'm saying is I think either
he
way.
He is playing odds.
Like,
maybe
whoa,
if I
was awkward.
If there was that one iota of like, I'm gay as well.
I'm into this.
Maybe
yeah.
He did like go like, wow, sweet, this worked.
That's
this,
super
this is
aggressive
it.
Though.
But that is. And even if I was a chick, like, I'm trying to think of like, I don't know.
Like earlier that day, no were you guys way. Like dancing to the oldies? So that maybe gave him an idea. You like
yeah,
Richard Simmons?
We were in our underwear most of the day.
No. We were stroking each other's cocks all day, but I don't know where he would have got the idea that I wanted
to
put it in my ass.
Yeah, we were skinny dipping earlier, but I don't understand why he would
be
into
boys.
That. Like,
no, because boys are different. Boys like pee in the woods next to each other, and you pee at your
No. Girls, boys aren't
so
that
different.
At least boys growing up
are into like, oh, we'll just see each other topless. Then guys are like, we'll just see each other's with their junk out.
No.
All right. Hold on.
Girls are always awkward about seeing each other's naked bodies. Most girls are. Except in certain cultures. That's a whole thing about region or time frame or whatever. Maturity, maybe. But
what do you
think?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I think I didn't put fucking Coke in that.
Ugh.
You think?
Have you put any in there tonight?
Ugh, no.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's great. That is ridiculous. The only time I never had a gay experience, I guess, like anybody.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, have
like
you
that.
Had a gay guy hit on you or anything like
nothing,
that? Like,
nothing.
Not
like,
put a dick in your butt.
For sure.
Nothing to those extents at all. I've had like gay guys like say compliments to me, but they knew I was straight, but they were like, you could tell they're like, hey, you're getting a little cozy with me, buddy. I'm all cool with your lifestyle, but I don't happen to swing that way, so no offense. Sorry, but
it went
never
from
got,
like
never got,
your haircut's cool to I want to suck your dick.
I never got anything like that ever. The closest thing I got to like kind of something like you in like seventh grade was we had a group sleepover. I think it was four or five of us at my buddy's house. I can't remember exactly, but I just remember the guy whose house we slept over at. He fell asleep first, and he must have had like a sexual dream, so he got a hard on in his sleep,
and you guys were all still
my
awake?
Buddy pointed it out to him, like pointed out was making fun of how little it looked.
Awesome.
And like that woke him up and like pissed him off, and that was like the gayest thing that ever happened to me. Where we
that's
were all
what
just
woke
like,
him up
like,
is
hey, your dick is hard.
I heard how small your dick was, so I'm gonna wake up.
First of all, we were all like in like sixth or seventh grade, so like I'm hoping maybe he didn't like have his change yet.
Maybe it was in the leather phase.
It was the leather phase. Yeah. Leather phase. That should be like a. That's like sounds like a horror movie. Leather phase.
It does. It sounds very.
It's the transition from PP to dick.
You know what's so funny is that like you are so preoccupied like throughout your like teens and twenties, like early twenties, but then once you get to a certain point, like 28 or definitely over 30, you're just like. Well, this is it. Like, there's no more like growing. It's not
this
like
is my dick.
There's not like that one last like. Well, maybe I'm just 28 and I'm just gonna get that the last church. 3 inches all of a sudden. Like, nope. It's just nope. You're 30. This is what you got. Like, better deal with it.
I feel so sad for you, D. You make it sound like it's a hard thing to put up with. You're like, oh, man, I'm not getting any more.
I'm not.
This is what I got.
I was like, oh, thank God it stopped growing. No, just kidding.
Yeah, right.
I was going to have to hurt somebody in a second.
Yeah.
I was really going
to
hurt.
I've been puncturing you.
I was
going
to have to see a doctor.
No, but seriously.
going to have to cut down logs.
What would be worse, having like a 2-inch dick or a 12-inch dick?
Two.
Two or 12?
Yeah, because
two
at
or
least,
12.
Because at least 12, you can still put six of it into somewhere.
True.
Two of it, you're like, you're barely putting anything in.
You could maybe get the 12 getting sucked a few times.
And you're going to get more girls being like, ooh, that looks cool, rather than like laughing at you with the little one. Like, oh, that's so cute.
Right.
Who wants to hear that's
right.
cute?
They would definitely rather have it be like, oh, I can't put this in, instead of, I could probably use another five.
I could fit more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to call your friend over?
Maybe you two can have us.
Okay, no, I'm out.
Yep.
I really lost the topic of what the hell we were really
talking
about.
That's all right.
Until next time, hit us up at almostanythingpodcast@yahoo.com.
Or follow us at Chip Chatto on Twitter.
Or say anything. I don't know what that meant, but I just felt like it sounded like a chant or like an intro. Say anything. With Mike and Daryl, brought to you by ABC and Paul Mall's Pure Filter Cigarettes.
Yeah.
They go down smooth and they rip up nicely.
Smoke
Say them. Goodbye to your lungs, because it's better when you're high. Adios, amigos. Tobacco sucks. Smoke weed. Bye.
I think we can end now.
And the verdict is in.
The verdict is in.
This podcast is done.
Peace out, guys.